Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Now, I was going to rewrite that last night, and I forgot about it. Because it's not just my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure. It is all those things. But right now, it's my mission and my responsibility to be here. It is my calling to be here. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy for who you are, our great Creator. We praise you for these things. We praise you for that love. We praise you for our salvation. And Father, may America, may I, may all of us repent of our sins and turn from our wicked ways and come back to you. We ask for your protection over this nation. We ask for protection over the president and the vice president and those who are making decisions to lead this. Lord, we know many of them are not following you. We ask for your guidance. And Lord, we need your deliverance. We need your wisdom and we need boldness and strength. As Americans, as citizens, to meet this head on as what has happened in this nation. But most of all, Father, we need you. I ask that you will bless CSE Talk Radio. Times are hard, not just for me, but for those who are listening, Father. Things are tough right now. And I suspect they're going to get tougher, and I pray that I am wrong. But we need you, Father. And I ask that you will use CSE Talk Radio for such a time as this. I humbly pray to you, O God. Amen. A funny little quip that Rudy shared with me this morning was, "Don't cling to a mistake just because you spent a lot of time making it." The author of that little verse is unknown, but I said, I want that. It's going to go right along with what I want to say to all of us today. Some mistakes are costly. I heard it said once that there's nothing that can't be fixed. I have a friend that used to say that. Doesn't matter what you did, you can fix it. Well, maybe we should add, eventually you can fix it. It's going to take a while. Not everything can be fixed just as easily as it was broke. By the way, did you receive your stimulus check yet? I have an issue I need to get off my chest. It's been bothering me for several weeks. While Americans are mostly out of work because we're obeying those highly suggested orders to stay at home, my email box continually is bombarded daily by Republicans, all kinds of them, asking, begging, bartering, and for donations to the GOP. And I'm certain the Democrats are doing the same thing. Somehow I got on an email list of Bernie Sanders, and I get his, too. Not as much right now, because he's out of the race. But by the way, did you receive your stimulus check yet? I wrote an article last week declaring Nancy Pelosi as America's Marie Antoinette, and terming her the Nantoinette Pelosi. This weekend, the President's 2020 campaign, they put out a video regarding Nancy Antoinette eating her high-dollar ice cream while Americans are in the bread lines. Food banks, of course, as Melody Cedarstrom pointed out to last week, America has had food lines and bread lines and food banks for a long time. We call it welfare. Now, when I saw this little commercial, this little campaign video, I looked at my husband and I told him, I'm telling you, they're listening to me. I ain't getting a dime for it, but they're listening to me. By the way, did you receive your stimulus check yet? Recently, Tucker Carlson, he gave a report on the value of the universities in this nation. While many of them have endowments of millions and some even billions of dollars, a few tried to sneak in some of that COVID-19 emergency loan money or bailout money or whatever you want to call it. They were caught, and for now, they returned your tax dollars. The presidents of many of these universities have annual salaries not in the six figures, but in the seven figures. I've not heard too many people say seven figure. They always say six figure. Yep, Lee Bollinger of Columbia University makes more than $2 million a year. Now, you have to wonder exactly what he does to earn such a salary. What is that man's job description? What makes him so valuable? While these university presidents and staff, the professors, are doing quite well, and I'm not opposed to that in and of itself, these universities have funds to hire speakers for events that also these speakers bring in, get paid six figures many times. Those are some high-dollar words, don't you think? They must have some great ideas in those little speeches. The student loans are exorbitant, and the politicians campaign to eliminate student debt, and they're going to check into this. Why the cost of education is so high. It should be free for everyone. By the way, did you receive your stimulus check yet? There are many stories that are quite scary today. Farmers destroying their food, they're dumping the milk, they're throwing the potatoes out because there's no place to sell them. Chickens are being euthanized because there's not a place to process them. Those processors are all home. Soon farmers will be forced to kill their cattle because there's no processing plants open. Same thing with pork, with your pigs, the hogs. All the while, beef from Africa will be waiting on the docks. Not sure what the dollar value of those will be, but you know this for sure. That beef will not be safe like USA beef. Perhaps we'll receive pork from China or beef from Africa. Know this, without jobs here, without our own processing plants, your food is not safe. By the way, did you receive your stimulus check yet? Sean Hannity is wrong. Now, I love Sean Hannity. I watch Sean Hannity. I don't love him, you know what I mean. He praises the truckers and the farmers because they're working, and he's right. They are. That part he is correct on. But then he stated he goes to the grocery store every week. Now, I have a tendency not to believe that exactly, Sean, but I'm going to give you that one. However, he says the shelves are full. There's no difference, but that's not true. At least it's not true where I am, and I don't think it's true where you are. There's still food on the shelves, but you're limited in the quantity. And around here now, you're only allowed to buy one package of toilet paper at a time, not one roll, one package of toilet paper at one time. You're not allowed to take out two or three packages. Did you ever think, my husband said the other day, that we'd come to a point in time where toilet paper has more value than oil? You know, not every occupation can work from home. By the way, did you receive your stimulus check yet? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. There's more where that came from. Not your stimulus. That's pretty much shot. I think you get my point. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. The number to call is 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Okay. founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. If you haven't caught on, the running theme today is, by the way, did you receive your stimulus check yet? I have two people on Facebook. Well, we have more than that. We have a whole bunch and a gob of people watching on Facebook today, and we welcome you, and thank you so much for your support. And Ed and a Tim are saying they did not, and they would like, they don't necessarily need that stimulus check, and they were willing to give it to someone who needs it. That's America. Americans built this nation. But we unfortunately have trusted the elected officials to run this nation. But they have failed, and they have failed miserably. While they, and let me get this straight right now. This is not just about the pandemic. We could have handled a pandemic had we been ready to handle a pandemic. There is no Josephs running this nation, for sure. While they insist, these politicians, we're in this together, and that we must re-elect them, not one of them has missed a paycheck. Now, I did read where one of them had given a couple of his paychecks, 2 months or 3 months, to a charity. Well, wasn't that thoughtful of him? Who paid him with his paycheck, and what charity did he give their money to? Stop and think about this, people. Nearly all of them are worth, they're getting six figures. That's their paycheck. And nearly all of them are worth millions. from the constant help they get with the knowledge that they know from being in Congress. We call it insider trading. They also do a little bit of negotiating, and that's why we call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. We're not in this together. Not with them. You and I are in this together, but not with them. By the way, did you receive your stimulus check yet? James Earl Jones gave a famous little speech in the movie Field of Dreams. People will come, Ray. They'll come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn into your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door as innocent as children longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around. You'll say it's only $20 per person. And they'll pass over the money without even thinking about it, for it is money they have and peace they lack. And they'll walk off to the bleachers and sit in their short sleeves on a perfect afternoon and find they have reserved seats somewhere along the baselines where they sat when they were children. And cheer their heroes, and they'll watch the game, and it'll be as they dipped themselves into magic waters. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces. People will come, Ray. The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time, this field, this game, as a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all the once was good and the could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come. And the line in that movie, if I remember correctly, was, if you build it, they will come. What is America? It's been said. It's baseball, mom, and apple pie. Well, that's only if we have farmers and renderers and processors and canneries and grocery stores and truckers and nurses and doctors and soldiers, welders and janitors, our local police, chefs, waitresses, waiters, plumbers, ditch diggers, carpenters, laborers, skilled laborers of all kinds. Politicians? They did not build this nation. Americans did. Politicians, government workers, should be the first to give up their paychecks when taxpayers aren't working. Because after all, their paychecks come from the tax dollars, do they not? By the way, did you receive your stimulus check yet? Don't cling to a mistake just because you spend a lot of time making it. It's time to rebuild America. It's time to rebuild Congress. It's time to bring America home. By the way, did you receive your stimulus check yet? You know, I've told you before, every time they use that phrase, it irks me. Is that a nice word to say? Irks me. Stimulus, my fan Danny. That is your tax dollars. And they so graciously give you a little bit back and tell you to go stimulate the economy. These arrogant Antoinettes in Congress. It's not just Nancy Pelosi. Even the ones I like, I'm getting disgusted with, and I'm not blaming the president. But right now, we're in a crisis, and it has not, well, it does have something to do with the virus, but it started long before the virus even came into this country. It came in by stupidity with Congress, greed with Congress. And we have, if you want to know how failing our universities are, look to the wisdom you hear out of the mouth of an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is a phony in her own respect. She didn't grow up poor. That's just a bunch of malarkey. She had money. And she went to those universities. And she learned socialism. And she learned that we should all be global. Well, how's that working out for you people? NAFTA, CAFTA, GATT, free trade. How's that working out? Not so well. And now they're telling you to stay home. She's saying stay home. Don't go back to work. Boycott work. I'm telling you right now, Sean Hannity doesn't believe in boycotts, but I do, because that is your First Amendment. Absolutely your First Amendment. You tell those people, you tell those advertisers that are supporting these socialistic people and ways that you're not going to give them your money anymore. And you tell those companies that you like their product, unless they start making it here in the USA, you're not buying their product anymore. Now, I've told you I've been looking at makeup. And I recommend, even though she hasn't signed anything with me yet, I recommend Makeup America. Right now she has some beautiful nail polish and some beautiful lip colors. And I recommend her. Made in America. Made in America. I am a nationalist. It has nothing to do with a racist. I want all racists to be good and to be profitable. Or profitable? To profit. I want them all to profit from capitalism. Capitalism is not bad. Free markets are not bad. Free trade is bad. America. By the way, have you received your stimulus check? Have you figured it out yet? That we have become beneath the governors, the senators, the representatives, the legislators. That you are nothing to any of them? I dare them to come on here and tell me how important I am to them when they haven't given up one paycheck yet. Or maybe they gave it to their favorite charity. They gave your tax dollar to their favorite charity for 3 months. Doesn't that stimulate you? That should stimulate you greatly. You're nothing to them. Cuomo made it very clear last week, didn't he? How dare you complain about being out of a job? How dare you want to go back to work? If you wanted to keep your job, you should have worked for the government. Then you'd still be working. Then you'd still be getting paid. The first to lose their paychecks should have been those who told you not to go to work. But they're not. And for some reason, Americans are buying that story. By the way, have you received your stimulus check? Yes? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I hope I'm stimulating you in some way, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978 6168 and use the promo code Beth Ann to get 30% off plus free shipping.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been riled up over this money situation for a while, and I've been holding back. Can you tell? I've been holding back. But my email, I get so much email that I cannot keep up with it. So if you've sent me something and I haven't answered you, if it's something that deserves an answer, if you're sending me videos, I just don't have the time to watch them all. I've got some that are a couple hours long. I just don't have the time to watch them all. Now, if you want me to read something, I might have a little chance to read it. You should see the paper. If the forests disappear, it's Beth's fault. However, these emails, I have been just absolutely bombarded with emails asking for money for the GOP. And once in a while, I return it to the PAC. I don't give them any money. I don't have any money to give, and I have told them repeatedly I have no money to give, but that doesn't stop them. You know, they got the five-time match and the three-time match and this and that. It's like, it doesn't matter. I don't have anything. You're sending me a stimulus check, and then you're turning around and asking me for money. Now, you think about that, America. The GOP and the DNC have lots and lots of money. And they have lots and lots of millionaires and billionaires that are supporting them. They send you a $1,200 stimulus check, and then they ask you for money. I don't have any. Jim Jordan, Mitch McConnell, Ted Cruz, and all these others that are running, they keep sending me this. I don't have it. And what's the guy's name that's in the House? I can't think of his name. He's the minority leader. I can't think of his name. I don't have it. America doesn't have money right now. We're good. Just ask a little toilet paper, people. Now, I'm not trying to scare you to death, but I'm trying to wake you up. Wake you up to the fact that we, as the American people, we the people, have gone astray. We made a mistake, and we spent a lot of time making that mistake. Actually, we didn't really spend a whole lot of time making the mistake. We spent very little time allowing the mistakes to be made by others. Now, that doesn't shake the responsibility from us, because we are the people. We are the ones in charge. This was an established republic, a constitutional republic. I watched Levin last night. I really like Levin. I used to not like him because he yelled and screamed all the time, and now I'm yelling and screaming all the time. But he had two men on there, and I can't tell you their names, but excellent, excellent ideas and pointers or maybe teachers on economy. And one was on the federalism, what true federalism is. And it's not, as Levin would say, it's not what Cuomo thinks, that the governors can do whatever they want and then make all the decisions that they want and do all these things and then expect the federal government to pay for it. It doesn't work that way. God created man. God comes first. Man comes second. We the people are second. The people created the state. The state created the federal government. The federal government isn't there for the state. I mean, not in the respect that they are trying to act. It's there to hold the states together. It's there to guard our borders. Everything that the Democrats, everything that the progressive globalists don't want done, that's what the federal government is supposed to be doing. They're not supposed to be printing all kinds of money and spending it like drunken sailors. And I'm sorry if you're a sailor. There's no way they're going to stimulate this economy by printing more money. It's not going to end well unless something drastic is done to make changes to our economy, to make changes to our dollars, to make changes globally. Everyone's in this problem. Everybody has these little paper bills that mean nothing. They're just IOUs because there's no backing. Melody's number is 1-800-375-4188. Maybe you should use your stimulus money to get some gold or silver. That might be more stimulating. By the way, have you received your stimulus check yet? Victor Davis Hanson wrote an article. It's called "Our Virus is a Violent Teacher." The lessons that it's going to teach us are not going to be pretty, but they're going to be necessary, America, for us. And then we need to teach a little lesson to Congress and to our governors and to our state legislators. Anybody who thinks that they are your landlord, you need to make it very clear to them they are not your landlord. They are not the dictators that they claim to be. Now, one thing on Levin last night that I really thought was interesting when they were discussing in the first two segments with the federal, I can't think of the man's name or what university he was from. I'll look it up. But they were talking about all the temptations, all this time, the 3 years that the president has been in. They've been calling him a dictator and a Nazi and all this and that. And he has withheld the temptation to rule over these states. He has the authority in some respects. The Congress has given him the authority. Maybe they should not have, but they did. Not just to him, but to the presidency. Not just to Trump. So when they complain and say he's going to do this and do that, and he doesn't. He wasn't happy with one of the governors that's opening up his state, but he was going to let him do it anyway. Because he respects the state's rights. He respects that sovereignty. We are 50 states. Supposedly sovereign. They don't like that word. Progressives don't like that word, sovereign. They want you to be global. Your land is their land and somebody else's land too. And if you think that they want a $15 minimum wage, you better start thinking again. Because they want a $15 equality wage across the board. Except for those presidents in the universities and those congressmen in Congress and those governors. They don't want $15 wage. What if America decided to take a vote and all congressmen got the minimum wage? Why should they have better than the people they represent? Why should they have more than the people they represent? I noticed that Nancy Pelosi, Antoinette Pelosi, I noticed that she has kerchiefs now for her masks, and every one of them match her outfits. Lord, I hope she doesn't dribble any of that chocolate ice cream on them. They might ruin her little silk, her satin, her high-dollar clothes. While you go to, we have a little place that's a turnabout place here called Cheapies. While you go to Goodwill, while you go to Salvation Army to try and clothe your children now because you don't have a job. They say that Goodwill is going to be wanting. They're going to be in great need for the people when they open back up. We've been purging closets. I don't know if they want any of my old stuff, but I've got a whole bunch of old stuff, you know, three or four different sizes in the closets that I'm getting rid of. I'm purging. It's way past time. By the way, America, have you received your stimulus check yet? We should be so proud that our congressmen spent trillions of dollars so that we could have $1,200 apiece, $500 if you're a child. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on Earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at DGScoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm not trying to scare you, but I want you to be careful and be wise. Because if this continues, we're in trouble. We're in trouble with our food supply and our paper supply. Not because truckers aren't doing their jobs, but because governors aren't allowing people to go back to work. You see, that in and of itself is proof that it is you that makes this nation go round. We can't allow them to keep it shut down any longer. We're going to have to face the enemy, not hide from the enemy. We're going to have to take the offense and not the defense on this virus. I know, I'm no doctor, I'm no scientist, and I don't want it. And I'm praying for those who are very sick. And we have some very close to us that are very sick. But more will die from starvation, depression, drug addictions, alcoholism, because of this. More will die of cancer because they're not allowing cancer surgeries, the optional kind, the women who are need to have the breasts removed because it's in their genes. People that have made decisions for their lives cannot do them because of COVID-19. Because the governors think they know how to dictate. They're really good tyrants, aren't they? Speaking of tyrants, I just saw that Cuomo's taking my hour. He's making some live statement now, as the president does on a daily basis. He always does it during my show, little rat. I'm just teasing, you know that. If you're in New York, you probably need to listen to Cuomo. You can see it later. It'll be on CNN. They'll keep playing it all day. The left and the media that hate the president, and there are many of them, even on Fox, They will continually make fun of him. They will continually put him down. And he is continuing to fight for you. Has he done everything correct? No, I don't think so. But he's done everything with the best that he could do with the information he was getting. I had an article here. I didn't get a chance to read it where somebody said everybody was right to get mad at Fauci, Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Burke. Particularly Fauci. Fauci had his way, this scientist, all that he is, and he's not missed a paycheck either, by the way. He would keep you shut down and at home until they have a vaccine. Well, let me see. How good do these vaccines work? Because the flu epidemic takes more than COVID does, and we get vaccines all the time. Now, I know that COVID has overtaken the flu shot and the flu victims right now. But that's with a vaccine. When are we going to wise up? China is not our friend. And Americans are. The American worker is not the enemy. I'm beginning to believe that Congress is. Now, there are a few good guys, and you two heard me throw out some names, and those, some of those people I really like. And by the way, I couldn't think of Kevin McCarthy as the minority House leader. But we have an awful lot of even Republicans like Mitt Romney that are globalists, and they hate the president. And they don't really like you a whole lot. But they like your tax dollars. And they like to pretend with you that they're working for you. So, by the way, did you receive your stimulus check yet? Your stimulus check yet? Because I believe all of them have been well stimulated with your tax dollars over and over and over again. Because not one of them has missed their paycheck. Now, the one idea on Levin last night, and I've heard this before by others, I believe it was, I can't think of his name now. He's really a wise guy. He doesn't really like the president very much. They're thinking about discontinuing for the rest of this year income tax off your payrolls if you get back to work. Just think what that'll do. And this guy last night was saying, not only that, but the processing. We don't need all those people in processing. Wait, wait a minute. Those are government workers, aren't they? You know, in the IRS that are processing all them tax dollars. Just think about what money we would save if we didn't have the income tax. Just think about how much money you would have, how much you would realize the government is stealing from you every week or every month or bi-monthly, depending on how you get paid. By the way, have you received your stimulus check yet? Oh, Americans, you built this nation, not politicians. And it's time to kick them out. What is it? It's how many days? 189 days to election. My advice across the board is to vote every Democrat out. Every single Democrat out. Maybe not that girl in Michigan because the Democrats turned on her. Maybe she'll turn Republican. Maybe somebody can talk to her. But then don't think that we kick them out and we're without problems. Because then we have the nice Republicans in their nice suits, the globalist ones that will be fighting the president. But in that, they'll be exposed because they can no longer hide behind a Democrat. They can no longer hide behind Nanette Pelosi and blame her for everything. And she has plenty to be blamed for. California, I don't get you. I really don't get you. By the way, have you received your stimulus check yet? You should be so insulted by these stimulus checks. I'm sorry, President Trump, but that's our tax dollars. And then you have to vote to get money for us while none of them give up anything? Is that the way you would run your business? The people that are coming into work? get paid by the people who aren't working? And they continue to get paid, but the people who aren't working don't get paid. And then you throw a stimulus check at us once. It's just once. It's not every month. It's just once. $1,200. $500 if you have children. I still think I should collect, even though they're grown. I'm teasing. America, you need to be stimulated. You need to be educated. That their salaries are your tax dollars. And if you're not working, you're not paying a tax. And it's time they gave up their salaries, too. Just like you did. When America is shut down, it needs to shut down, by golly. Oh, we couldn't do that. They're making decisions and telling them how much money to print. By the way, have you received your stimulus check yet? It's time to wise up, America. We need God, not Congress. And we need to get to work. Because it's time for America to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?